You're listening to Fantasy NBA Goat, the greatest fantasy basketball podcast of all time. My name is Purity. This is episode 24. Hope everybody is doing great. And I'm not alone.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ivan.
Yes, it's been a while, huh?
Well, yeah, like 10 days.
Yes, so 10 days and we're back.
Well, there was nothing to talk about except World Cup.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk about World Cup because our team, Serbia, we lost. We were favorites to win this thing, World Cup in China. And then we lost from Spain first, then we were eliminated from Argentina. Also for you listeners from United States, I guess you're feeling the same.
Yeah.
US team lost from
yesterday.
Yeah, lost from France. And today, the day that we're recording this, US team is playing Serbian team.
Yeah, we're gonna play each other.
But it's for what place? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore.
Hey guys, I also wanna let you know that, come on, join my league. I have a league, Mombasa League.
It's waiting for you. Fantasy Basketball League?
Yes, it's Fantasy Basketball League.
Oh.
And it's points league. And you can find it on our website. What is our website? Tell them where to find where to join my league.
Yeah, let me just say the league settings first. Just this regular settings. It's a fantasy points league.
That's right.
And it's not you did like few changes on settings. Instead of two centers, it's 13 players. Three players on the bench. Instead of two centers, it's one center and three utilities, right?
Yeah.
League is limited to it's not unlimited moves per year, per season. It's 50 moves and three moves per week. I'm trying to think what else. Scoring settings are the same. There are a few more changes. I cannot. Yeah, right now I cannot think of it. So yeah, just go to our website. You will find invitation link there. Just click on the link. Just scroll down and you will find the post about the league. Website address is fantasynbagoat.weebly.com. Weebly is spelled with W-E-E-B-L-Y. Or just go to our social network accounts anywhere. Fantasy NBA Goat on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Just I think that's the latest post that we.
Yeah. Just go there, you'll see the link to join and join. Come on, guys, let's play.
So today we're going to talk about positional tiers.
That's right.
I don't know if we're gonna do all of the five positions in one episode. We'll see when we start how long it will take. Maybe in two episodes, we split it into, we'll see. But before we start, any fun news from NBA?
Yes, I always try and find something that's going on. Okay, so NBA fake title ring seized in custom bust. A bunch of bogus Cavs, Spurs, Warriors and Bulls championships rings have been seized in recent custom bust at last. Oh, wow. Official says the crooks could have moved the pieces for around $560,000.
It's airport in LA, Los Angeles. It's
called, yeah, like Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
It's called Lux. I don't know why.
LAX, not Lux.
Uh-huh.
Not right. Lux, like laxity.
Luxury. Okay. U.S. Customs and Border Protection official says they intercepted a wooden box full of 28 title rings that was heading from China with the final destination in Arizona. Official believes the fake rings are going to be sold as a collection, of course. It looks cool, but...
And they wanted to sell... like the whole collection.
Yeah, whole collection. So the ring looks pretty cool, but when compared to the ring thing, you can tell they are dudes. Duds means fake. Means fake. Collection included 28 rings. Oh wow, they were really busy.
28 time. Rings.
Yeah.
So really like these NBA rings, when they are sold, that's usually when some player gets broke, goes broke.
Yeah.
He goes broke and then he has to sell his
rings. How much
rings.
It's a lot.
Well, I have no idea. It probably depends. Like Michael Jordan's ring is probably worth more than, like, I don't know, you know, than Darko Milicic's ring, you know.
Well, yeah, Michael Jordan is not selling his ring, no way.
Well, yeah,
So.
he. So yeah, so like I don't like this collection of how much 28, 20 some.
28 rings, yeah.
Like how would you get that many rings? Like this sounds crazy.
Well, people are
And someone
crazy.
who would buy 28 rings, that person has money. And like these
That
people,
person is a
if
millionaire.
well yeah, if the person is like collecting sport memorabilia, like he probably like would not fall for that trick, you
Well,
know.
yeah.
He would take this ring to a professional.
Yeah.
And 28 rings for like a little bit more than half of the million, half a million of
Yeah.
dollars.
Yeah.
Is this, you have to be really stupid to fall for this.
They said early this year they seized over 12 million worth of fake rings. Oh, wow. 12 million. Wow. Okay, that's all on this story.
So we're gonna do positional tiers. So what are the tiers? So just the easiest explanation, the shortest explanation is like you can think of a tier as a like as a group, as a level. Like in a tier one, we have players that are on the like first level. Then tier two players that are below them, like
I got
little bit
it.
worse than them, second level, third, and so on. That doesn't mean like if in like in this one tier you have this group of guys, group of players, they're like similar or same. They're just on the same level, the same quality. But like this guy will bring you this type of stats, like I don't know, defensive stats. This other guy might give you completely different type of stats. So they're just like grouped by their overall quality, you know.
Got it.
So this can be helpful, you know, during
During
draft.
drafting.
Yeah. So these positional tiers that we have here are from Fantrax, and I think they're really good. And we're gonna use them. Those are the ones that I like the most that I found online. So we're gonna comment on these Fantrax tiers. And like we're gonna say if we don't like something, if we would do it differently, you know. So let's start with point guards, of course. We're not gonna read rankings because these players are also ranked, and like we did rankings already, and I don't like these rankings that much. I find these tiers much to be much better. So okay, let's just start. Tier one is Steph Curry, and he's the only one who is in this tier one, and I find this like to be correct. What do you say?
Yeah, I think
You have
he's
no objections.
no objections. I would pick him. I would not even think twice.
Where would you pick him if you have like a pick number one, pick number two? Where would you pick him? If you have a pick number one, would you pick Steph Curry?
Yes, of course, if he's available.
You would?
I would.
I would not pick him as a pick number one, but I would not like if you want to pick him as pick number one, I would not object.
I'll pick him because I don't want other people to pick him. That's why you pick him, technically.
So like you pick Bogdan Bogdanovic as pick number one if you don't want people to pick him.
No, he's not gonna be number one.
Yeah, but like I would pick Anthony Davis because I think
Well, yeah, you're right. I'll pick Anthony Davis, and then if Steph is available, I pick him. What?
in what league in the world
I know
Steph
it
Curry is
doesn't
gonna be
exist.
available in the second round?
Yes, I'm not gonna get him, but okay, but if I could, I would. So
Okay,
let's
we just
continue.
wasted this people, these listeners, people who are listening to us. We're sorry, guys. We just wasted like 2 minutes of your life that you're not getting back. Tell them you're
Continue.
sorry.
Sorry, guys, continue.
Okay, so okay, let's go to tier number two. So tier number two, we have two guys, Damian Lillard and Kyrie Irving. So what do you say? Are you okay with this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is fair. I think this is fair. Damian Lillard, I think you like he should go as number seven this year. So Steph Curry, depending on your preferences, I would not take him as number one. I would prefer Anthony Davis there, but Damian Lillard, I'm taking him just right after Jokic as number six.
Oh, wow, he raised, huh? Last.
Kyrie Irving, I'm okay with this, like no objection. Tier three, Russell Westbrook, Ben Simmons, Kemba Walker, and Trae Young. So what do you say about this? I think like I would in Tier three, I would put Kemba and Trey, and then I would Russell Westbrook and Ben Simmons. I would put them in tier four, but they're grouped here in tier three. I saw Russell Westbrook going low this year. I mean, low comparing to previous season. He was always hyped. I mean, he was always being picked in previous season like too high, and now like this might be even too low. Like he's going like around half, like second round. He's going in second rounds. Okay, so Kemba Walker, he's really safe pick this year. Trae Young, I think. I would like in this league there is 10 teams and I already know where I'm drafting. I'm gonna have first pick on a draft. So I would like in if I can pair Anthony Davis with Trae Young there. I don't know if Trae Young is gonna remain, or maybe in Kemba with Kemba too, but I think Kemba is gonna go before my I get to
What's your
draft
time?
on next, yeah, second draft. So I think Trey has a huge upside this season, and yeah, I think he's gonna be really really good this next season. Okay, so tier four, Chris Paul, Mike Conley, and Kyle Lowry, those three guys.
Flowery, okay.
Kyle Lowry, yeah. Well, people are. I usually see Chris Paul. People are like really low on Chris Paul because they're afraid he's gonna get injured. But I think that if you get like 60 games from Chris Paul, your investment, like high pick, or if you're playing auction league, like your investment is gonna pay back like big times, because
For sure.
if he's healthy for those 60 games, it's worth it. It's worth it, especially in roto leagues. Mike Conley, Kyle Lowry, what do you say?
Yeah, I think, but I don't know, my counting.
Yeah, Mike Conley is
It's
decent, and this is fourth year,
well, okay, so it looks okay to me.
Let's go. Yeah, I agree almost with everything here except with this tier two. Was it tier two? No, it was tier three. Tier what? Five.
Five. Eric Bledsoe, DeAndre Fox,
No, no,
Lonzo.
no.
Oh,
Five. Eric
five.
Bledsoe and
And DeAndre.
De'Aaron Fox.
DeAndre Fox, sorry.
Yeah, DeAndre. It's DeAndre Jordan.
It's okay.
Well. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to number six.
No. Yeah, number six. Okay, you read it.
Lonzo Ball, Malcolm Brogdon, Jamal Murray, and Ricky Rubio.
So, yeah, I don't know if
Rubio.
I would put Lonzo Ball in the same tier with Jamal Murray.
Yeah.
Maybe I would put Jamal Murray, Malcolm Brogdon in like tier above them.
Yeah.
About Ricky and Lonzo, I don't know what to expect from Lonzo this season. I really don't know. I know what to expect from Jamal. I think he's gonna get better this year, and he was always the carrier. He was good. Malcolm, I think he's gonna be really good, especially in the beginning. Until Victor Oladipo returns from the injury, and yeah, I'm not that high on Ricky Rubio. If you can get, if you if you can get Rubio late, then okay, because he's that point guard that will give you a lot of assists, which you cannot get that late on a draft. Lonzo, I'm just not sure about Lonzo. So let's continue.
Tier number 7, Terry Rozier, Jeff Teague, Ja Morant, and
DeJounte Murray.
DeJounte Murray. Oh yeah, these names. Okay.
So, yeah, I would rather put Terry Rozier in this group with Lonzo, Lonzo and Ricky Rubio. I would make that like as one tier, to be one tier, because I see people are people are low on Terry Rozier, but like, you have to remember, first of all, he was paid a lot. He's the first star of that team, and somebody has to take those shots. Somebody has to play all these minutes. There is like literally no one over there. You have Miles Bridges and Cody Zeller, and then like nothing. Like somebody has to be that guy who's gonna take the shots and like. Just you know, using that logic, I think he's worth of drafting. He's worth of drafting. Jeff Teague, not huge fan of Jeff Teague. Ja Morant, I'm not that high on rookies. I don't know what to expect from Ja Morant this season. DeJounte Murray, I was high on DeJounte Murray prior beginning of. Last season, and then he got injured, and then Derek White was great. Now I'm high on Derek White. I don't know what to expect of DeJounte Murray. They will have to split those minutes in San Antonio. So I don't know how it will work for both of them. So I'm kind of higher on Derek White than DeJounte Murray because. Derek White was really good last season, and he's just gonna continue playing next season. While this guy, Murray, he had 1 year off, so I'm not writing him off. I just don't know.
Number 8, we have Marcus Smart, Derek White, Thomas Santoranski.
Santoranski, that's the guy from, I remember, the point guard for Czech Republic.
Yeah, I saw him on World Cup. Delon Wright and Fred VanVleet.
Well, I don't know what do you have to say about this group. I'm thinking like Derek White. I think he's better than these other guys.
Yeah, better than Marcus Smart, that's for sure.
Thomas Satoransky. He's gonna be a starting point guard in Chicago. Many people forgot about him, so he might be a sleeper this season. He will be sleeper, not quite. Delon Wright also might be sleeper. If you're playing league with casual NBA fans, then he is a sleeper. He's also starting point guard for Memphis. Marcus Smart, I don't know. I'm okay with kind of okay. Like I would just put Derek White in a higher tier. Everything else, I'm kind of okay.
Okay, number 9 we have.
Tier 9
we have Colin Sexton, Goran Dragic, Ish Smith, Reggie Jackson, and Reggie Jackson.
Reggie, how are you reading his name? Reggie Jackson.
Reggie.
I don't know. Well, I have no feelings. Strong feelings about this group. Only guy that is kind of interesting for points leagues because I'm going to be playing 2 points leagues this season. I'm going to be playing your league in another league.
Thank you.
It's Colin Sexton. He's good for points leagues. He's good for category leagues. But he's not good because he's only good in scoring points. He's like...
Yeah, he's good for my league.
He's like... Andrew Wiggins of point guards. These other guys, I won't be targeting them. I won't be drafting them. Let's go. Let's continue. This is the final tier 10.
Yeah, tier 10. We have Rajon Rondo, DJ Agustin, Patrick Beverley, and Dennis Smith Jr. Mm, okay.
Yeah, do you have something smart to say about these guys? Because I don't. I'm not gonna be drafting. Maybe Dennis Smith Jr., maybe like with my last pick in if there's
He was great last season
well,
when I had him.
he was great two
For
years
points,
ago
please.
when he was rookie.
No. Not bad, actually. He's in the middle there.
Yeah, I don't remember him in points leagues. Did you have him? Do you
Yeah,
have?
I
So
did.
he was what? Good.
Yep.
Yeah, these guys I'm gonna. Well, okay, Patrick Beverley. Okay, I didn't see this.
No,
Yeah,
Patrick
Patrick
Beverley.
Beverley. Well, okay, tier 10. Why
Looks
not?
good
Like,
to me,
no,
yeah.
no, I mean, like, this low? I wasn't expecting. Yeah, I'm sorry guys. I didn't realize Patrick Beverley is in this tier. I think he should be like at least one tier, two tiers above this. Yeah. Like one, I would put him in this tier 9. Patrick Beverley, if you can get him like really late, don't hesitate. Draft him.
Yeah, you're
So
right.
that's it. We are done with
Point guys.
point guys.
Let's cover now shooting guides, rankings,
Shooting
tiers.
guys.
Shooting guard. Sorry, did I say guys? Shooting
Yeah,
guard rankings.
those are guys who only like to
To
shoot.
shoot.
But yeah, we just realized it took us 15 minutes to do point guards, so there's no way we can cover all the
The
positions.
positions
So
for now.
today we're gonna finish with shooting guards
That's
and we'll
right.
see like next time.
So let me start. Tier number one is James Harden. He's the only one. One
Yeah.
and only.
And
James
that's
Harden.
okay.
The beard. Fear the beard.
Yeah, that's
Okay.
okay.
Yeah.
Would you also draft him as number one in your league?
Anthony Davis. I decided. Anthony Davis.
But I'm also okay if you decide to draft James Harden, if you decide to draft Steph Curry.
Now you're okay.
No, but no, I'm saying what I'm gonna draft in, like, and
Ah.
that's in this one league of it's a category leagues, and the categories are. Okay, I don't want to like go list categories, but like Anthony Davis is ideal for that league.
I
So I'm saying,
love, I would love.
depending on the league and I'm depending on settings, everything, I'm okay with like
James
all
Harden.
of these three guys: James, Steph, and Anthony.
I will take James Harden, and I would love to play a category
And
you.
you would like to get Anthony Davis in? You would draft him in the next round
No,
if he remains. And
possibly.
in third round you get
Possibly.
Steph Curry.
Possibly.
You're gonna win this league.
It's possible. Anything is possible. So, tier
Yeah,
number two, right?
you just pray that like only like
Only the best to be
only
left.
the worst
Do not
fantasy
pick, guys.
only the
Do
worst. If you're a bad manager,
not
fantasy manager, join Purity's league so she can
No one
get
is
James
that
Harden, Steph
bad.
Curry, and Anthony
No one
Davis.
is that bad. Okay, so tier number two, we have Bradley Beal, Drew Holiday, Devin Booker. That's
Yeah,
all.
I'm also okay with this tier.
Devin Booker. Oh,
Why
wow.
you
Okay.
would put Devin Booker
Okay,
in
it's
tier
okay.
three?
No, it's okay.
Well, maybe, but no, I would not put him because in tier three it's only Donovan Mitchell. So maybe, but some people would do that. But I think Devin is. I just hope like he doesn't get shut down like because Suns are gonna be bad and then like they're gonna.
Shut him down.
Maybe. I'm just like I'm hoping not. Last season he was not shut down,
He
and
was
people were
not.
saying, "Oh, he's gonna be shut down," and then he won league for me.
Yeah.
So just like
He
Bradley
played.
Beal's all Bradley Beal people also say think that he also might get shut down. I don't know. Like I don't know. You cannot plan those things. So if you want to really be cautious, then like don't draft him. But I'm not gonna skip like.
Bradley Beal was amazing for me last season.
Drew Holiday. Yeah, I'm okay with this tier. Nothing much to say about this. Tier three.
Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell, that's all.
Donovan Mitchell. Yeah. I'm okay with that too.
Okay, number four, we have Buddy Hield, CJ McCollum, Zach LaVine, and D'Angelo Russell.
Well, yeah. I will try to be short because I have much to say about these four guys. First of all, Buddy Hield, if you draft him, I don't see any upside there. He like if you draft him around, where is he going? Around 50, something like that.
Yeah.
There is no upside for Buddy. I don't think he's gonna. I don't even know if he's gonna be good as he was last season. I'm 100% sure he's not gonna get any better. Like, no whatsoever. CJ McCollum, same. You're getting for like what you paid. CJ is like what he is. He's not getting any better. Zach LaVine, I don't know. I would not draft Zach LaVine. D'Angelo Russell, well, he's the guy that people like to hate on. I don't know why. Do you hate on D'Angelo Russell?
No, I don't. Why do they hate him?
You like him?
I like it.
Because he's cute?
Yeah.
You only, that's your policy.
No, but he was...
Drafting only cute players.
I had him too last season and he was amazing.
So. Well, D'Angelo, I cannot remember that. I have him in my Dynasty League. I drafted him when he was a rookie. And I cannot say that he has ever disappointed me. I cannot say, like, there was a season when I expected so much from D'Angelo and he didn't deliver. I don't remember that. And last year, he was great. And people, this year, people think because he moved to Golden State that he's gonna drop a lot because of Steph. I don't know. I don't think so. Like, I don't think so. I don't know if he's going to be great as he was last season, but I don't think he's going to drop that low. So, yeah. But I'm okay with this tier. I'm okay with this tier. Let's continue.
Number five, we have Victor Oladipo, Josh Richardson, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Oh, I'm not good with names.
SGA. People, that's SGA. How people on podcasts, people just say that. So you don't waste like 20 seconds of your air time.
Mm-hmm.
Victor, Josh. People are... I'm also low on Victor. I don't know what to expect. He will never be good as he was... 2 seasons ago. I don't think I'm drafting Victor this. I'm sure I'm not drafting
Why,
Victor.
Why is he coming back?
Well, he's coming back from an injury, and like then you will have to wait some time until he gets in his full speed, and like I just don't need that. Josh Richardson, I will be drafting Josh Richardson because I see people think that he's gonna be much, much worse than last season because of this new situation where he is at now. And
SGA?
And like, why is it like, see, here it says Josh Richardson Miami? Mm,
yeah.
That's a mistake. Yeah, he's not in Miami, he's in Philadelphia. And what I think is that he's not going to be, I think we talked about it, he's not going to be a primary scorer in Philadelphia, of course. He's not going to be even a second scorer in Philadelphia. So maybe fourth, like after Tobias Harris. So he will have to do what he does better. That's playing defense. And I hope his defensive stats will rise, will be as it was 2 years ago. That means his steals and his blocks will rise, which I hope for, because I have him in a dynasty league. I don't want to tell you who I gave up to get Josh Richardson last year because you're gonna laugh. It was Kemba Walker. No, I gave up Kemba Walker last year because I needed a small forward, and he had three positions last year. This year he's only shooting a small forward. And Kemba was getting old, and I was like, I need Josh Richardson's stats. And this year, that trade doesn't look that good, huh?
Yeah, Kemba is much better than this.
Yeah.
We learn from our mistakes, don't worry.
But this year, I'm going to be drafting him, because I don't see people drafting aggressively Josh Richardson.
You'd be surprised.
No, I think, okay, let's see. But have him, like, just keep him on mind, so...
Number 6.
Yeah, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Well, some people say like he's going to be really good, and some people say, well, you will have to wait until OKC trades Chris Paul. Because he's going to be playing shooting guard. This is not his position. I don't know, but like he's starting to be hyped a little bit too much. If I can get him like for some decent price, lover. Okay, if not, like, I will let him go. I mean, I will pass.
Tier number six, we have Jeremy Lamb and Gary Harris.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Gary Harris, he will better than he was last season, that's for sure. He will be better than Jeremy Lamb, I'm sure also, but will he be that old Gary Harris from 2-3 years ago? Yeah, I don't know, he's the guy that you will have to risk with, you know, if you want to be rewarded for drafting some guy. I think Gary Harris is an ideal guy because he's not that high, and you can benefit from drafting someone like Gary at position as Gary is sitting right at the moment. Okay, let's go.
Tier number seven. We have Lou Williams, Terrence Ross, Kevin Huerta, and Bogdan Bogdanovic.
So what do you say about this tier? Who do you like the most out of from
Bogdan?
I actually like Kevin Huerta.
It was most. Disappointment.
Louis, I would like, I would recommend you to avoid Louis Williams.
Why?
Because there's no way he's gonna be sixth player of the year this season. You have Kawhi and Paul in Clippers this season. I will just avoid him. This is too high for him, if you ask me. Terrence Ross, he's just boring. I'm not drafting him. Bogdan, I don't know. I don't know what to think. Like, will he get his minutes? He's not starter anymore. We were in this mock draft. We drafted him as the last pick. Maybe that's what I would do, draft him as the last pick. But as the last pick, I try always drafting someone like with a high upside. And I don't think that Bogdan has that high. He's like, for if you draft him with your last pick, with your second to last, you're getting decent players, but not a lot of. I mean, he's good for last pick, for second to last pick. He's good. Bogdan is good. But if you want to risk with someone, then risk with someone. Risk with, I don't know, Kevin Huerta. But I don't think Huerta and Bogdan are not ranked. Their ADP is not the same. So bottom line, Bogdan is safe pick. Okay, let's go to
tier number eight.
Tier number eight.
Nicolas Batum, Ivan Fournier.
I think he's Nicola Batum.
Oh, Nicola.
Yeah, that's French. Nicola Batum, Nicola. And it's not Ivan Fournier. It's Evan Fournier.
Evan Fournier, Spencer Dinwiddie, Joe Harris, Danny Green, and RJ Barrett
from your Knicks.
RJ Barrett.
Well, Batum, I'm not drafting. Fournier, yeah, like he's like all these guys from Orlando that we read are just not that fun. Like I don't see anything interesting in drafting Fournier, Dinwiddie, Joe Harris. Yeah, he's kind of okay, but he's okay for this late. Danny Green, no. And RJ Barrett, I don't want to risk with rookies. Like, I don't see, like, I don't know, maybe you get, like, just a couple of months from him. Like, maybe 1 month, one good month, and that's it. Like, this group, maybe Joe Harris. Maybe I'm drafting Joe Harris, like, if it's, like, last pick. With the last pick of matter. Okay, nine?
Yeah, number nine, JJ Redick and Jarrett Culver.
Yeah, well, no strong feelings about these two guys. I would put them all in this tier 10 and just...
Mm-hmm.
As they are... Like, I don't understand, like, we just seated to record podcasts, and now suddenly, like, every single plane that's flying over Belgrade is flying over our building. What's going on? The neighbors are making noise. Like, this is like third or fourth plane. Like, planes usually do not fly here. What's going on?
I don't know.
Yeah. Sorry for the sound, guys. And the last year that I also don't have any special feelings for.
It's tier number 10, which is Malik Monk, Jaylen Brown, Eric Gordon, and Norman Powell.
I won't recommend you to draft any of these guys. We better that's I don't think you will be drafting any of these guys. Maybe Eric Gordon, if I have to choose
Oh yeah, I'll
someone
take
from
Eric
this
Gordon.
tier, but
Eric Gordon, yeah.
so
Shooting guards.
those were shooting guards. So the next episode we're probably gonna do small forward, power forwards, and we leave centers for we'll see.
That's all, guys, on episode 24. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. And guys, I'm just reminding you once again, please join my league. You can find it on my
Why
website.
is your league so special? Maybe
What do you
people are,
mean?
well, people are sitting and listening to our podcast right now, and they're like, why would we join this little girls' league?
I don't know, because you love fantasy and you don't have a league, and my league is best and it's a point leagues and
Are
it's
there going to be
fun
some
and
fun people in your league?
well, I don't know. I don't know if they're fun, but
But
when
you knew.
join, you'll find out.
But
I
you knew
mean,
people from your league that already joined. So you're saying they're
some of
not
them.
fun?
Some of them. Okay,
So
they're
your
fun
friend's listening
people.
right now, she's just saying you're not fun.
Okay, they're fun people. So we're gonna have fun. Please, guys, just
I'm going to be
join.
in that league too.
Yes, you are in the league. You're gonna have
And
fun.
one famous comedian is in that league. We're not gonna tell you his name. It's not fair for the guy. But he's really you're gonna figure out when you join the league. He's a really fun guy.
Yes, he's my friend. Thank you so much
And
for
your
joining.
friend, Alexander.
Yes, and my friend Alexander. Thank you for joining my league. And guys,
And my
please.
friend Alexander too.
Yes.
He's sitting in his comedy saying, "What? We're not friends anymore?"
Yes, so guys, just go to our website, which is
It's like easy to play a league. It's gonna be fun. We tweaked those settings, so it's gonna be a little bit like more competitive than this regular this classic leagues. But it's still it's gonna be really easy and like casual but fun. Did I sell that? Did you sell your league well?
Okay, fun, casual. Come on, guys. Join. All are welcome. Everyone, just join. So you can find it on our website, which is
It's not.
www.weebly.com.
It's not.
What?
It's not WWE. Every time you say WWE. It's just fantasynbagoat.weebly.com. It's
Okay.
not WWE.
fantasynbagoat.weebly.com. Weebly is spelled at W-E-E-B-L
I think everybody knows what it
dot
is.
com. And you can find us on our social network, which is Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just search for Fantasy NBA GOAT. You'll find us there. You'll find also the league link to enter my league. And which else? Oh, what am I forgetting? What am I? Oh, hi! You can listen to us on every podcast out there, which
Yeah,
is
Anchor. Just go to fantasynbagoat. No, sorry.
anchor.fm / Fantasy NBA
Yes, that's
GOAT.
it. You can find us on every podcatcher, which is Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts,
Teacher.
Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and every other
Every
podcast.
other podcatcher out there that you're using. And
Podcatcher.
you can email us. Email us. Feel free to email us if you have any question or you want to tell us what you want to cover
If
something
you
that
want
you're
to tell us
interested
why you
in.
don't want to join Purity's League.
No. Yes, that too. You can just email me and I will reply right away. And of course, our email is.
What, you forgot?
No, I just want to include you in. I told okay, fantasynbagoat @gmail.com. And that's all, right? Nothing else.
That's if you want to listen to our other podcast that we do, just also search for a Purities. Actually, you search for Purity Slawi or Purities Podcast.
Yeah, you will
Purity
find
Slawi
me.
or Purities Podcast.
Yes, you can listen to my podcast or every
I mean,
podcast
our
out
podcast.
there. Our podcast, sorry, our podcast to every podcast out there. And we're done. We're
We're
done.
done.
Until next time.
Done.
Bye. See
Bye-bye.
ya.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.